Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Kate, as you know, is so wonderful. How wonderful? The Express reports she has now become the template for those who wish to marry into the royal family. On a Channel 5 documentary, When the Middletons Met the Monarchy, several royal correspondents discussed Kate's wonderfulness. Former BBC royal correspondent Jenny Bond said, "Catherine has just fit in perfectly. Even if she didn't want to dress a particular way or wear gloves or go through certain formalities, she'd buckle down and do them. She regards that as her role." Narrator Glynis Barber told viewers, "Scandals, frictions, and a slimmed-down monarchy have changed the look of the royal family, but the Duchess of Cambridge and her family have stood firm. They have become a touchstone for the Windsors' future." Etiquette consultant William Hansen gave insight, "Catherine is the template for those who wish to marry into the royal family. She's realized that she is going to have to listen to those who have come before her in order to win." Meanwhile, Town and Country tells us about Kate's wonderful homeschooling. Kate joined some parents on a video call with Melissa Loosemore, the head teacher of Rowgreen Junior School in London. When asked to pick one word that describes parenting during this pandemic, the group came up with hectic, patience, challenging, and exhausting. Kate followed up the question by emphasizing that, "As parents, you've got the day-to-day elements of being a parent. But I suppose during lockdown, we've had to take on additional roles that perhaps others around us in our communities or in our lives would have supported us or helped us with." The Duchess also joked about the less serious jobs she's taken on during lockdown, including cutting her kids' hair. "I've become a hairdresser during this lockdown, much to my children's horror." Kate concluded the call by reminding the group to make sure everyone looks after themselves, adding that it's very important but very hard to prioritize. And the Express reminds us that everyone should be friendly to Kate and her husband William, especially if your name is Meghan. Looking back to the last time Meghan and Harry appeared in public alongside other senior royals during the Commonwealth services at Westminster Abbey last March, some thought the atmosphere between the brothers was frosty. And at one point during the awkward service, William's wife, Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, appeared to snub Meghan entirely, which probably was Meghan's fault because Kate is, as you know, wonderful. The brothers are expected to be together again in July when a new statue of their mother Diana is commissioned. Although Meghan is invited, she is not expected to attend. Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams told Express.co.uk, "The Sussexes remain members of the royal family and there will be enormous interest in their plans for attending the royal commemorations in June, and there is the unveiling of the statue to Diana in July. There is, of course, the reassessment of the Sandringham Agreement before the end of March, and there might be an opportunity then for Harry to reclaim his military links, which he is reportedly keen on doing. The emphasis must be on friendliness and amiability between the royal family and the Sussex. Maybe Meghan should come." And after all, it's not like Kate can't mend fences. Daily Mail royal correspondent Emily Andrews credited Kate with improving the relationship between William and Charles. Remember that photo of William and Charles for his 70th birthday? Well, Charles is seen leaning into William's shoulder. Well, not only did Kate organize the photo, she personally snapped the now iconic shot. These days, Charles is giving William much more input. He realizes that his own reign will be a shorter one than his son's, and therefore it is crucial that William is involved in all the long-term planning. According to a royal source who spoke to the Daily Mail, they've been spending more time together and are much more aligned. Both are more comfortable in their own skin and with each other. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Samantha Markle was upset that Meghan's wedding was not postponed after Thomas Markle's heart attack. In her book, Samantha says that everything that was happening went against the grain of religious tenets. I knew it was not unreasonable that they reschedule given resources available to make that happen. Samantha found the wedding day difficult because her dad had been hard at work on a special speech for Meghan that he was never able to deliver. And Samantha shares that Thomas Markle knew about Meghan's then new boyfriend Harry for 6 months before Samantha found out via a call from Dad. "My dad said, just avoid the media and someone will be calling us to brief us on how to deal with it. I said, okay, that sounds reasonable, but when? He had no idea and I didn't really think about it. I thought most likely they would stop dating and nobody would call us, so why worry about it? Over the next couple of hours, my phone started ringing off the wall, but it wasn't the media calling me, it was friends and acquaintances coming out of the woodwork and calling to let me know they read in the tabloids that my sister was dating Prince Harry. I thought, wow, word travels fast. It was odd to me that the tabloid readers knew what was going on before we did. It turned out that my dad knew for about 6 months, but was keeping it a secret. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.